Now, all the way from St. Kevin's Arcade, Ruben from Banished Music, we've got you on the phone, mate. You there?
Good morning, John.
Now, very exciting news. What a massive lineup. Just to reiterate, Sharon Van Etten in the Attachment Theory headlining, High Dependency Unit reforming, and some of the members coming down from the Northern Hemisphere. Saya Gray, the Phoenix Foundation performing Pegasus, Witch, who were down here last year, amazing show at the Hollywood Avondale, all the way from Zambia, Anthony Tonin, Christoph Altuento, Elliot and Vincent, Jamaica Moana, Shannon Lay from the US, The Bats, Tiny Ruins, Arahi, Babe Tech, Babyface Killer, Coffin out of Australia, Crying Ivy, Geneva AM, Hina, Holly Arrowsmith, Isla Noon, Caviti, Lipstick Cherry, Masbo Q, Renzo, Romy Wright's Sampology out of Australia, Swizzy Yagle and Womb, and many more to be announced. But the big news, Ruben, you're closing down K Road.
Yes. Thanks, John. Thank you for outlaying that lineup. Yes, yes, this year will be the first time the other's way, and potentially any ticketed event ever is going to close, do a street closure for Karangape Road. So that's super exciting. It means that we will have the block where St. Kevin's Arcade is, so between Queen Street and Pitt Street, that'll be closed. And there'll be a main stage in there with your headliner and some other great acts, and people will be able to kind of go between all the usual fave venues and also that cool main stage. So it'll feel like a proper block party vibe.
Wow, man, that is amazing. Yeah, so all the I guess all the retail and stuff will be open along there, so there'll be all the, you know, the usual kind of shops and stuff like that with the
We need to work out the exact parameters, but the idea is that anyone going to the festival will be able to kind of very easily access retail and or cafes, etc. And then you have kind of like a bar space for the other's way, as well as all your usual faves along K Road. So yeah, got to work out exactly how it works, but it's a very exciting prospect, that's for sure.
Do you have any of the confirmed venues off the top of your head? Is it all the usuals, or the any other new additions?
We're working through the final list, but you can count on all your usual favourites being there. Your Whammies, your Double Whammies, Galatos, Studio, Neck of the Woods, Pitt Street Church. What am I missing here? Public Bar. Did I see Galatos? Yeah, and there's a couple we're still ironing out. Oh, Flying Out Basement. There's some cool places to be had.
Still in all ages stage?
Yes, in all ages stage for sure.
Okay, rad. Any other sort of little new developments as far as the other's way is concerned that we might need to know about?
No, we're working on a few tricky little things, but for now we've just been focused on pulling that lineup together, and it really kind of, it only finalized in the last kind of 36 hours, so it's been I've been tearing my hair out and squeezing my butt cheeks, John, to be honest.
But kind of got there. Now, is there anyone else who might be appearing on the lineup that is going to be a nice little surprise? Is there anyone else that you're working on? And when might we see the final announcement for the lineup?
Yeah, we're working on probably another 10 or 11 key names, and that'll be announced in that kind of late August, September time. So trying our best to make that second lineup super impactful as well. But for now, hoping that people get in behind and can look at these 29 names and go, that's something very special for Auckland.
Sharon Van Etten is a legend. I've seen her a couple of times when she's been down here, and even one time she came in and hosted the drive show with us, and she is the best. She was so cool.
Yeah, she is the real deal. She's a lovely person. She makes great music. She's a proper rock star. And yeah, this kind of new era where she has the Attachment Theory, which is her band that she works with currently, and that record they put out, it's really exciting. So to see them, you know, on a stage on K Road after the sun's gone down is a pretty exciting prospect.
Yeah, excellent. All right. Hey, people can grab their tickets now from Mosh Ticks.
They should be. Hopefully, they're flying out the door today. But yeah, go over to Mosh Ticks, or you can find them on the Others Way website, which is theothersway.co.nz, for ease.
Do it now. A pretty special Others Way, closing down K Road between Pitt Street and Upper Queen Street. So that's going to be so rad. That's going to be maximum vibes.
Max vibes.
We're going to be chatting to Dino from High Dependency Unit in a couple of minutes' time. So I'm actually going to play a brand new song from Sampology called Morning Sun. Is the Sampology guy the guy from, is it Glass Beams?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Is he one of the Glass Beams, like that Aussie band?
I didn't know Sampology. Well, Sam potentially could be, but as I knew it, a DJ and live performer in his own right, but I'm not sure. We actually booked Sampology literally less than 36 hours ago.
Okay.
It was really great last injection. It was so good.
There's a connection there between Glass Beams and him.
Oh, that's good.
So I think,
what a band they are.
Yeah, they're rad. All right, well, we're going to play the new Sampology, and we'll get our tickets for the Others Way.
Hey, can you say hi to Dino for me?
Yeah.
We used to play in a band together for a little while.
Oh, yeah, in Emerald City. Are they going to be on the Others Way lineup? Can you fit that in?
not this year, but maybe in a few years, John. We'll give that a go.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Cheers, brother.
Thanks, buddy. See you soon. See ya.